This computer. Good. As we get started, this is the essentials of NLP. A lot of you know I've been doing NLP trainings and stuff for many, many, many years. And so we'll be talking a little bit about what the essentials of NLP are. It's a class I'm teaching, but it's also a way for people to learn how to get comfortable taking your practice, your classes, and everything online. It is the new reality. We've been working on that in my thing about take your NLP online, take your NLP business online, about how to do your therapy. That part's not that hard. How to do a class or a meeting and things like that. And a lot of it's just practice. And we're all learning together because they keep changing everything as we're doing this on the fly. So it's kind of interesting, right? It's kind of interesting. So again, you know, I'm a NLP trainer, been doing this for a long, long time. I taught the first home study NLP course. That was back in the mid-90s. I did that. And it was a learning experience for me to do a home study NLP course. I created the first online class. I've been creating online classes of various types in addiction treatment protocol, some other stuff, since about 2012. So I've been in the game for a while. And some people would say I'm a super nice guy, right? I don't know if everybody would. Some, you know, it depends. So how to learn NLP without leaving home, which is what we're going to have to be working on in the near future. If you have a practice, you're going to have to at least become comfortable with doing some things online, whether it's your therapy, if you're teaching classes. I was talking to a couple people. We think that in the future, most of your live trainings, hypnosis, NLP, the metaphysical kind of stuff, will probably be more hybrid classes where you have the live group, like maybe five or six people in a room, and then you can stream it online, right? Eight or nine years ago, that was very hard to do, and it took a lot of effort to do it, and a lot of bandwidth. But now everything's changing, and everything else. And I think once this crisis is over, and it'll be easier to do some of the things we're talking about. So, but if you stay until the end, I will give you a couple of interesting things, some techniques, some tips, some things you can do to make sticking around worth your while. All right, so what makes this different, this essentials of NLP? Well, again, as I said, I've been doing this forever. I love doing it. And, you know, it's what I do. This is what I do. This is the first year since they canceled the National Guild of Hypnotists conference. I've taught the NLP there since 1989. So 30-something years, and now, boom, it's not going on. But I've been doing things a little bit differently. But I want everyone to know I've done a lot of things right over the years. I thought, you know, going online, teaching the home study, I've done a lot of things right. But to be honest with you, if I'm going to be self-disclosing, I've done a lot of things wrong. You know, sometimes I'm not the first to grasp some of the new technologies, some of the new techniques, you know. And again, I've been doing this for 35 years, right? And you know, so what happens, right? And so why am I doing what I do? Well, one of the things, after doing this for 35 years, my little myth there about I got nothing is people walk away. NLP, a lot of the NLP has not been updated in 30 years. People are still teaching some of the same stuff they learned 30 years ago. Not that the basics don't work. A lot of you know I teach the martial arts analogy because I'm also a martial artist, which is the basics are the basics are the basics. Great. You need the basics if you want to do a spinning back kick. But a lot of people, they never move beyond the basic level. So, and a lot of the techniques have been updated, but people aren't doing that, right? Most NLP trainers don't do it anymore. Yeah, they become a trainer and they don't do it anymore. And I always say that leads to being lazy and it leads to teaching ineffective techniques and processes because you don't have to prove it, right? You don't have to prove it. And what I mean by that is, you know, if I have a class and I'm doing a technique, it might seem to work. but will that technique work with somebody that's not in my class, somebody that maybe hasn't read my book? Or, you know, if I got 40 or 50 people in the room, there's what I call the power of the platform. You know, it's why sometimes you'll go to a big conference and, you know, especially some of the big name trainers, and you'll learn something really cool. You'll go back to your office, you'll try it. It doesn't work. Right. And so again, if you're not doing it every day with people who don't give a shit who you are, they just want to stop smoking, lose weight, improve their golf game, whatever it is they're showing up for, anxiety and stress, you know, you're not as effective. And again, as I said earlier, most NLP trainers have not updated their skills. And I understand how easy that trap is to fall into. So I discovered this the hard way. I've really discovered this the hard way. Of course, the good news is you get to cheat and get the easy way. You know, so what's the hard way? 10 plus days training. You know, when back in the late 80s, it kind of peaked at 21, 20, 28 day trainings, you know. And there was a lot of reasons for that. Corporations would pay if you work for a company or a mental health center, they'd pay for you to go away to a training. They cover your expenses, Trainings got, when I first started doing very short, fast trainings at like the National Guild, some of the hypnosis conferences, I caught a lot of flack. But one of the things was people were already hypnotists. Those original long trainings, those 21-day NLP trainings, were set up for people that had no skills as therapists. And I would always argue, you know, if you've been a hypnotist, an alcohol and drug counselor, social worker, therapist, yeah, a lot of what they would do at that training is redundant, right? And so that's the hard way. And you get a lot of arrogant NLP trainers, you know, because they have some cool tricks. And what begins to happen, and I always warn people, they confuse the magic with the magician. They think it's them. It's not the technique. It's not the hypnosis. It's me. You know, and then they start believing. The other thing is being arrogant. They only hang around with their students. They don't have peers. You know, they don't have something that people aren't looking up to them. And then they start repeating the lies. Repeat the lie. And even when it's been disproven, they still do it. My example of that, excuse me, is I just saw it. Someone posted again. They were doing a talk and they talked about, well, everyone knows that most of your communication is nonverbal. And they did the 55, whatever that thing is. That is not true. It is a lie. The guy that came up with it said it was taken out of context. You know, that, you know, only 7% of your communication is verbal. And, you know, his exact words were, that's bullshit. It depends what you're doing. A lot of your communication is verbal. If it didn't, words really wouldn't matter, right? So why would we be enthralled with a Barack Obama or a Bill Clinton or a Martin Luther King giving a speech? It's the words. Yes, it's even if you just listen to it, it's moving, right? But still, people are repeating the lies. I fell into that, you know, that whole, you know, 55% whatever, right? But, you know, can you accept new information? And the biggest hard thing people don't do is they don't use NLP to teach NLP. And again, they're learning outdated techniques, so they're teaching outdated techniques. So if you want to learn the NLP the easy way, if you want to learn is the easy way, I can tell you that in the last 30 years, about 30 years ago, I teach the traditional NLP. I had longer trainings and that. And what I began to notice is it really didn't work, right? First of all, my niche market, even when I first got trained, were alcohol and drug counselors. They understood basic counseling techniques. You know, they understood a lot of the basic things. Then I started teaching at the hypnosis world. And when I first got started, the hypnosis world and the NLP world hated each other. There was no overlap. It was big drift, right? So, you know, and things have changed, and especially in the last decade and a half, where a lot of the things like rapport techniques, mirror matching, eye accessing cues, submodalities, all the things we teach in NLP now, that are now taught in basic hypnosis classes that weren't taught 15 or 20 years. It's still not in some of the old manuals, or, you know, not to make fun of some of the groups that still use old manuals, but they use old manuals and they don't have that information in it. But most of us know, like the mirror and the matching, the submodalities, the eye accessing cues, how to breathe, all this other stuff. So, you know, again, if you're in a class, you can move beyond it. So, and again, results aren't typical. You know, most NLP trainers can't do this because they were not taught. When I first started doing short trainings, I still remember a person who will name a name, but they're a big wig in the NLP world, told me that that's impossible to do, to teach a class like in 4 or 5 days. I said, no, it's possible for me. It's impossible for you because I'm competent. and I don't care. You know, what do I care? Anyway, 3 secrets. This is what we're talking about real quick, right? What are some of the secrets? Keep clicking people in. The first secret, of course, is NLP is not updated. You know, we'll give an example of that in a moment. Trainers can be incompetent, right? And they just are. You know, they're using infactual or information that's not current, yada, yada, yada. And again, not using NLP to teach NLP. So what do I mean by not updated? In the traditional NLP world, when I first learned NLP, and this, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, they had a technique called, there's still out there, the swish pattern. And what the swish pattern is, it has to do with moving from an associated problem state to a disassociated solution state. It's quick, it's easy. Well, the traditional one generally was, you have someone like get an associated picture of the problem, like holding a cigarette. Okay, I could see that, right? And then you get the disassociated picture of you at your very best. Great, it's easy to do, right? And then you'd have them close their eyes, get the associated picture, put a dot in the middle. It would open up like the shutter of a camera. Whoosh! And when it opened up, then you would see the ideal self, you at your very best. Great. That's a traditional swish technique. I could still teach this to a lot of people, especially anyone over maybe the age of 35 or 40. Okay. If you tried to teach this to some young people and you said, open it up like the shutter of a camera.
What?
Right. You know, so in fact, where I came up with a computer swish technique because I was doing this with a kid. This was about 10 years ago, sitting in my office, who smoked. He played high school football. And he knew if he got caught smoking, he'd get thrown off the football team. That was his motivation to quit. Fine. So we went to do the technique. And I said, okay, see the cigarette? There's your cigarette. Yeah, the cool kids, all that crap. Put a dot in the middle. It opens up. Now see the ideal self. He picked up image of him in his leather jacket with the cheerleaders. Great. Whatever works for you, brother. I don't care. Right. Great. So then I said, now close your eyes and like the shutter of a camera, whoosh, open it up. He's sitting there. He goes, come on, bro. Come on. Whoosh. Finally, he goes, can I do it like a computer? Because what do you mean by shutter of a camera? And then I realized I am an old white guy. I'm really an old white guy. And so we changed it. So now you use like you double click. You know, you could use a mouse, go click, click. So you bring up the picture, put a icon there, double click, it disappears. There's the new you. That's the computer swish, right? And, you know, some of the old techniques, they're still in manuals. One is like, you know, like you see the pictures again, and the one picture burns away like the TV show Bonanza. Jesus Christ, if you're under 60, you do not know what the hell the TV show Bonanza is, right? And yet, it, you know, it, and again, the basic technique works, but are you updating it, right? And again, have fun with it, play with it. You know, where does it come from? A lot of people don't realize in the, like the fast phobia technique where you see it on a movie theater, when they originally came up with it and they took it from Milton Erickson, he did not use a movie theater, ladies and gentlemen. He used a traditional theater where you're sitting in there, because he didn't go to the movies. He wasn't a movie kind of guy. He would go to the theater and he would watch act. I mean, like that's my other hobby is acting. So, you know, it's like there's actors. And he goes, so you're, you know, and then someone, I think it was Bandler. No, I think it was David Gordon, who also wrote screenplays, kind of changed it from the theater to the movies. So you need to update and are people updating the stuff, right? I don't know. You know, I try to keep my stuff updated, right? The second thing is people, they're incompetent. They're just incompetent, right? They've had success with one or two people, and then they want to become a trainer, you know? There are people, there are organizations that will take you through the basic, the master, and the trainer all in one, like, weekend, right? Not weekend, but maybe a couple of weeks, whatever it is, right? So they have no skills to build on, right? So, and it could lead to incompetence, right? And the bad thing is, if you don't know you're incompetent, you don't know you're incompetent, right? And then the third secret is not using NLP to teach NLP. Are you doing the techniques constantly to your class, to the groups that you're working with? Are you doing a visual squash even before you teach the visual squash? They don't have to know it, but are you using it to teach it, right? I don't know how many people I've met in hypnosis that really haven't hypnotized that many people because they really didn't hypnotize people in their class. And I know some places are going to like longer and longer trainings. The training length is irrelevant if you do not practice. You know, I had to do 2,100 supervised hours to sit for my psychologist license. I learned more when I moved into the practicum phase, right? I would argue, you know, if I, and I'm kind of doing this with the way I teach neurolinguistic hypnosis, I don't know, it's a fast class. It's not hard to teach hypnosis. Now let's set up an internship or let's get you practicing with real live people. Then you're going to learn. So that's some of the reasons why. But old habits die hard. You will default to the thing you were taught. That's our natural tendency. It takes an effort to get beyond this. I'll use hypnosis as an analogy here. Many people, the first technique, hypnosis technique or induction that they learn is the one they keep using. If they learn the progressive relaxation, that's the one they want to use most of the time, right? If they learned the Dave Elman, that's the one they want to learn. If they learned whatever it was, right? One of my complaints with some of the hypnosis organizations, they don't pre-frame when they get to teach inductions that there are many, we're going to do them all, right? Because the trainer defaults to just the progressive relaxation, right? Take a deep breath, relax your toes. Yeah. I don't know. It's not my favorite, right? Dave Elman, the blackboard induction. There's some cool inductions. I do the escalator induction, some people know, right? So there's all these cool inductions, but the old habits die hard. It takes work to keep adding new things, right? So you'll be thrilled to know that if you learn these kind of things, you'll be a better hypnotist or therapist with fast results. You can begin each session not just with a pre-talk, but with conversational hypnosis. You begin to pre-frame everything even before you get started, right? Which is where the magic happens, which I think that's what was intended, but a lot of the trainers couldn't teach you how to do it. They could, they would do it, but they didn't know how to teach you how to do it. You can do better instant induction, pattern interrupts, and utilize all the modalities of NLP. I think there's about 7 essential NLP patterns that once you get them, you can build on them, right? From the visual squash, the new behavior generator, the fast phobia technique, the swish, you know, and I would add some of the new ones. There's different swishes. You know, I'll teach you one at the end if you don't already know it, the magic mirror technique. So if you're looking to do this, you know, these kind of classes are where you need to be, you know? And I think you can learn in 2 days what other classes teach in 6 days and some of the other people teach in 10 or 12 days, right? Of course, the biggest difference is, I will admit, you don't have a lot of repeat that you can get in a live class, if a multi-day class, right? You learn a technique, you move on, right? You learn a technique, you move on, right? And then you practice it on your own. You know, I always tell students and the people I mentor is you pick an NLP technique and you say, today I'm going to do this technique with as many people as I possibly can, right? And when you ask yourself that question, you'll be surprised how this technique will work for whatever damn problem the person has. I don't care what the problem is. You'll go, I could do a visual squash on that. I could do a new behavior generator. I could do a, you know, you could do a magic mirror. You could do all kinds of things, right? And it's a new way to directly access the subconscious mind. Unfortunately, and my big complaint with some of the hypnosis type people, they get stuck just with using hypnosis, is they think their only way is through take a deep breath, relax, and then do whatever the induction, right? And you need to learn how to use NLP in your everyday life, every aspect. So who is this work for, these kind of classes I teach? Number one is the full-time hypnotist that maybe they've read about NLP or they've taken an intro class. One of the things that always makes me laugh, somebody goes, I just want to jump into a master class. Great. When did you take your basic? Well, I didn't, but I read all the Bandler and Grinder books. I'm like, great. I'm not a heart surgeon, but I've read the books. Get on the table. You know, pass the scalpel, right? But in doing it, it is much different than thinking about it. You know, I've done this with therapists, a lot of, especially alcohol and drug counselors, newly trained people. You know, the way I teach it, if at all possible, I suggest people learn NLP first, then the hypnosis, not the other way around, you know, because it gives you, NLP is not a tool. It is people say it's a tool for your toolbox. No. I call bullshit on that statement. It is the toolbox all the other things go in. If you understand NLP, you could do hypnosis, rational motive therapy, cognitive behavioral. You could do Reiki. You could do all kinds, EFT rather. You could do Reiki. You know, you could do all that in the NLP format. Because again, when you look at the really good people that are good at EFT, and I'll even say Gary Craig, it's like, okay, I was listening to the words. He was pre-stacking that with pre-frames and language patterns and everything else. And then people think it's just tap here, tap here, tap here, tap here. There's some synergy that has to happen. Do the words and this and the beliefs and this, it all kind of goes together. Anyway, and if you want a new approach, right? So I had two choices. One, just do what everyone else does. Keep the lie alive, you know. This really doesn't stack any value, right? Second option requires breaking the mold, doing something new. Not just for the students, it's harder on the trainer, to be honest with you, because I do what I do. It's easy to do what I do. So when I'm going to do something new, it's like, how do I do it, right? And this can, and the great thing about what we're doing when we do things like in a hybrid session, we're going to have some live people in the room and then do it via like Zoom also, is it's able to devote more resources to helping people become more successful. You know, you could do Zoom follow-ups, you could do all kinds of stuff, right? So, you know, this is a class I taught when I did a live version of this in January before the bullshit, you know, hit the fan, right? I got to go to Atlanta teach at a hypnosis school, basically. And so we had like, I don't know, whatever that is, like 10 people total, hypnotists. A couple had some NLP training, but I said, give me a shot. We'll try it differently. You know, and I have a bunch of testimonials up on the website and other places that came from this class, right? So if you decide to do something like this with me, you know, like my basic NLP, if I was doing a traditional 4 or 5 day basic, that's $14.97, right? I teach it, waking hypnosis as part of it because I'm beginning to get better at teaching it while I'm installing it. I usually do a little bit about addictions. You know, I like to do follow-ups, and the great thing about Zoom, I can do follow-ups, right? And so, you know, we could do this. But if all I did was give you new skills, would it be worth it in investing your time and your effort? If I taught you some cool new techniques, would it be worth it? If I gave you self-confidence, would it be worth it, right? And again, I'm, by my own admission, I'm the world's leading NLP trainer. It's funny, I was at a conference and, you know, this was on my banner or something, and some guy comes up and starts giving me a hard time. And I'm like, well, I think the difference is we have a construct difference in our head, right? Have you ever met an elite athlete that wouldn't tell you they were the best at what they did? Right? Right? And you know, you'll get them, you'll get two in the same room. You'll get a Tom Brady, a Peyton Manning, and a Drew Brees. Each one of them thinks they're the best at what they do. They will admit the other people are good. And I go, there are some great NLP trainers out there. You know, of course, it's, you know, Bandler, Ted James has kind of stepped back. His wife's taken over, and I can't pronounce her. Andrea, whatever. There's a lot of great NLP trainers. Scott McFall, there's some people like that. We have a little bit of But if you don't think you're the best, you know, why would you do it? You know, so anyway, I taught the first NLP home study course, you know, as I said. So what is your self-confidence worth to you? $1,000, five, 10, 20, what's it worth, right? How much would you pay to get unstoppable skills, right? So you can see why others pay me a lot of money for these secrets. And usually they come in through my mentorship program, which I haven't really opened up in a long time, but maybe I will. But usually I charge like $9.97 for this. But because you're special. You all special. Tough crowd. I'm here till Friday. Tell your friends. Lighten up, people. I'll give you the price in a minute. This is going through a conference, and I want to try to have some fun with this. First option is do nothing if you are thinking about doing something like this and not take a leap of faith. Second option, you pony up the investment and you go do it. See what it gives you, right? If it works, great, right? If not, right? But is it worth gambling a few minutes of your time to check it out, which is what you've already done? And if this can do half of what I claim, it'll pay for itself many times over. I'm doing this next class through IACT, the International Association of Counselors and Therapists. And we're doing it virtually because they had to cancel their conference, which is like next week on the, their conference. And I was scheduled to teach, and I'm teaching at the conference. And I was going to teach the 2-day essentials of NLP as a pre-conference class. Well, they've decided after some nudging to go ahead and try to do it. We're going to do it online, right? We're going to do a virtual NLP class. I said, I think we could do it. So it'll be fun. So if anyone's interested, go to IACT.org, right? Because I'm not even sure what they're doing with the prices right now. I don't know, but we're, you know, if you want to think about it and try it, you know, all the contact info, I should have their phone numbers, my mistake, is just go to IACT.org, International Association of Counselors and Therapists, and they're also the same organization as the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association, which I've been a lifetime member of both. So it's going to be fun if you decide. If not, that's okay, but there's a tale of two people. The kind of person that just thinks about doing things, and then there's the kind of person that doesn't, right? If you get stopped, and one of the things going on right now with the lockdown is people aren't taking enough action. You know, I think what I'm going to have to launch, by the way, you all can help me when the lockdown ends. I want to relaunch my No More Social Media Addiction program. Anybody here becoming addicted to social media? Right? Playing on Facebook. And because, you know, it's like, and if you worked, and what I was just, in fact, I started, some guy called and said, could I help him? Because he worked in an office. I won't say what he did, but he worked for a big company and mostly computer work. Well, now he's working from home. And he goes, you know, when I worked at the office, I couldn't get on Facebook. I couldn't get on YouTube because they were going through the system server and they blocked. I remember, I'm old enough to remember when company started installing those blocks so you couldn't go to Facebook and you couldn't do this, right? So he goes, now, you know, he goes, I can be doing some of my work, like he does customer service, and yet on this screen over here, I'll have Facebook open. And he goes, I'm getting addicted to it, you know? In fact, I know him from the addiction world, so I think it's kind of funny. And I'm falling into it, right? Of course, you're talking to a guy who just posted a video of him in a Darth Vader mask doing a public service announcement, right, on Facebook. But anyway, there's two people, those that think about taking change or blame the world, or those that take change and grasp it and go try to do something, right? So if you don't sign up for this, what happens? You stay stuck. You get no new skills. You get left behind, right? And I'll tell you, I'm nothing special. I was blessed beyond my wildest dreams to stumble into this world. You know, I stumbled into it as a result of an addiction myself. I couldn't quit drinking. I went through treatment. I wasn't doing really good. Then someone introduced me to hypnosis and NLP techniques. Then the treatment I went through started to make sense. My whole life started to change. And the rest is history. So I'm nothing special. You know, I'm not really that good at internet marketing, right? Or pressure sales, but I can still teach NLP. And I'm kind of excited to begin to morph it into more online teaching and do some of the things that is coming down the pike, right? You can scream at the darkness or you can light a candle and embrace the light. That's your only two choices. Right before this happened, I remember I had some friends that were bitching. I'll never use self-checkout at the grocery store or Walmart. I'll never use self-checkout at Walmart or Dota because you're taking somebody's job. Now they prefer self-checkout, right? So things are going to change and you either change with them or you get left behind, right? Always remember the Blockbuster analogy, right? Blockbuster, multi-billion dollar company, largest in the world, and they disappeared within 24 to 36 months because they couldn't embrace the change, right? And so some of this, and I'll close with where we're starting to hear talk about what's going to happen when we come out of this and we go back to normal. I will dare say we'll never go back to normal. It's going to be a new normal, and we got to adapt to that. Right. One of the things, one of my guys I coach has nothing to do with NLP or hypnosis. I'm just a performance coach. He's real big in real estate, and they're already projecting a 30% or more drop in the need for office space. I wonder why. A lot of guys that used to hate home. You go, you can work from home. I want you to work from home. Right. So I don't need 20 cubicles. You know, my daughter is a cybersecurity expert. She was in the Navy for 10 years doing that. Now she works for a company. She's worked from home for the last 5 years, right? And she was saying this was coming anyway. So anyway, so whatever the new norm is, we're going to be in it together, right? And I'm not good at BS, by the way. You know, I'm pretty good at spinning a tale at times, but one of my defaults is I usually call the BS. I think they're charging $397 for this class. I'm not sure. You have to ask IAC. Maybe they'll work deals. I don't care because, hey, they got no expense now. We're not sitting in a hotel in beautiful Orlando, which is, you know, I like because it's only 2 hours from my house. So anyway, if you want, contact IAC. And the class is the 22nd and 23rd, which is next Wednesday and Thursday, here on beautiful Zoom. But it has to go through them. And I don't know how we're doing it yet, to tell you the truth. A lot of this, to me, it's kind of fun. It's uncharted territory, right? It's, you know, it's like ranger training, you know? You adapt and you improvise on the fly, right? And you know what makes you adapt and improvise very good? Live gunfire. Live gunfire. Focuses your attention like nothing I've ever seen, right? And so you can adapt and do that. And as my friends in the Navy SEALs would say, yesterday was the easy day, you know? So let's have some fun with this. So if you're interested, contact IAC, reach out to me. We'll work something out. We'll have some fun with this. And I'd like to thank you for joining me on this little webinar. Let me stop the recording. Hold on. So anyway, contact IAC. If you need anything, let me know.